Always a pleasure catching up with former Dolphins players, and this time joining me a Dolphins great, Jason Taylor. Jason, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Now, we know you're out helping at Dolphins practice. Can you tell us about that experience? Because this time you're out there as a coach.
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, you have to wear different color shorts and shirts than the players, and it's get a little heat from that from former teammates. Mm-hmm. But it's been a good time being around the guys, and I love the game of football, and it's been great to me, and I enjoy it. I love learning it and being a student of it. So it's fun to try to relate some of that information to the other guys.
Can you talk to us about, aside from the obvious, being out there coaching instead of playing?
Having the chance to work with the pass rushers, that's the best part. You know, I'm not real big on the staff meetings and putting together game plans and all that stuff right now at this particular stage. But being on the grass and getting the chance to help out guys like Dion and see Cam again and work with Cam a little bit. You know, even as a player, when guys would come in and help us out, you know, there's always a certain nugget of information you can take and try to apply to your game. So while everybody has their own particular styles, you know, Cam always rushed different than I did. Dion's going to rush different than Cam or OV. So, you know, they're all different. It's finding what works for each player and trying to find a counter for those kind of things and learning how to break down the game a little bit so you can make plays before the ball's even snapped, so to speak.
So you mentioned Dion, and a lot of people draw comparisons between Dion Jordan and yourself. Tell us what you see from his game that people draw that comparison from.
Well, Dion's bigger than me. I think he's more athletic than I am. He's going to be stronger. You know, he had a shoulder deal last year, and he's feeling a lot better this year. And he's so willing to learn. You know, anything I tell him or say to him or suggest or try to show him, he's like a sponge. You know, the thing is, he's so athletic that he's on all the special teams.
Right.
So Coach Rizzi takes him all the time during practice. So you don't get a whole lot of time to work with him right now, but the times that I do get to work with him, it's been a lot of fun, and it's fun to see him be receptive and open to taking it. Not every player is open to getting coached, and he very much is.
Well, that's good news. And now that you've spent some time around the team, can you tell us what the mindset's been like there heading into this season?
Well, it's just all work right now. There's no projections, and you know. Look, I'm on the media side of it, too, so everyone wants to put together a list and who's going to win the AFC East and who's going to do this and that. Look, it's June. It's still a pajama party. You know, there's no pads on. Everyone's running around in shorts and T-shirts, so it's just too early for those things. And they understand that. They're setting the groundwork now. You build a foundation now. You get it ready in training camp and polish it up at the end of the preseason to get ready to go. So there's pieces there. There's more pieces that need to be added and pieces that need to be developed, and that's the mindset right now.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of your coaching experience, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.